The ski season is officially open. Time for fleece and fleecing enthusiasts on their way to the slopes. Day to Day's Brian Unger went to Ski Dazzle in Los Angeles. This is the largest ski and snowboarding expo in the entire country. Among the things Brian learned while he was there, real skiers and boarders disdain status and logos in favor of something called wicking. Here is the Unger Report.
Slip your hand in there and tell me if that doesn't feel like heaven.
This is heaven in here right now. That is really nice and really soft. It's unbelievable.
Heaven in a glove. Who knew you could stick your hand in it for just $39.99? Warm, wearable heaven. And as Darren Trudeau, the manager of the ski swap and sale at Skedazzle, says, it's not about who makes the glove or necessarily knowing what the glove is made of.
So, is that a leather on the outside, or is that a leather?
Looks like
Corinthian leather.
It's a genuine, hard to say.
What you can say is that the key to wearing anything comfortable and functional on the slopes is to let go of preconceptions of what you think you want and let your body tell you what you need. Take boots, for instance.
When I buy boots, I close my eyes and I feel how the boot hugs my foot.
So if you could impart one thing to our listeners, it's basically feel your gear, feel it.
Oh, yeah.
More than feelings, it's about wicking. That's a term skiers use to describe how moisture is able to escape your body through your clothes.
Yeah, the whole idea is you're a machine burning energy, and you're getting hot, and you got to get the heat out and the moisture out, but at the same time not let the cold in.
Perhaps no one at Skedazzle exemplified the perfect blend of technical know-how and the spiritual awareness of skiing than the fellows setting up the booth at Val Surf, the oldest family-owned and operated surf, skate, and snow shop in the U.S., where I met the Richards. Most of them.
Damon Richards.
Duffy Richards.
Matt Richards.
And Steve Richards.
And Brandon Richards.
The Richards cousins represent why Californians are so proud of their ski swaps. Because Southern California provides the rarest of topographies, where one can surf, skate, and ski all in the same day. Damon Richards.
From where we are, from our main headquarters in North Hollywood, you have 45 minutes to the mountains. You have the beach 25 to 30 minutes away. Tons of street skating in downtown LA. Tons of street skating in San Fernando Valley. So it's kind of the epicenter of everything. It's a combination of everything within about an hour and a half time.
And no convention would be complete without some kind of competition for people to demonstrate their prowess and skill and take home buckets of cash. And Skedazzle doesn't disappoint. Though the contest here isn't about anything on the slopes or in the halfpipe, it's about getting there. Behold, the fastest application of a chain on a tire competition.
Climb into a pair of coveralls, get down on your hands and knees, put the chains around one of the tires, front or back, and then lock them, put on the spreaders that tighten them, and come back and hit the button.
The overall winner of the show gets $500 cash.
Oh, they don't win that handsome Jeep Cherokee?
They don't win that handsome Jeep Cherokee.
Not bad, though. $500 for changing, putting some chains on a tire.
That was Jim Foster, who produces Skedazzle. And in its 25 years, nobody has beaten the record of 16 seconds for putting one chain on one tire. It helps to perform this feat fast, since it is the law in California, and it gets you to the good snow before anybody else. So, what I discovered at Skedazzle to be most important this ski and snowboarding season is what's important every season. Don't get hung up on the fashion. Wick your moisture and get stoked. Which is something best described by Brandon Richards.
About 7:30, Pow Run. About 4:30, Topanga. And then Laker game, 7:30.
All right, let me back up. You said pow run, which would be getting on your snowboard and riding powder.
Exactly.
And then the next thing was you said Topanga, so you surfed at Topanga Canyon. And then you went to the Lakers game.
Yep.
All right.
That's
so best day of your life?
Yeah, one of them, only in SoCal.
Did the Lakers win that night?
Yeah, of course they won. I wouldn't tell the story if they lost.
For Day to Day, I'm Brian Unger.
You can find all of Brian's reports at our website, npr.org.